The thing about Christianity, when they are bringing Christianity to Europe, they used that they kept a lot of the pagan traditions, like the birthday of the Roman sun god, the 25th of December, and they adopted this as the birthday of Jesus, their god. That the Christians consider Jesus as the son of God, but Muslims consider Jesus as a prophet. So, you know, that's the difference, really, the main difference. And in order to get people to convert to Christianity, they kept a lot of the pagan traditions, Easter, Christmas, Halloween. I mean, people still, to this day, they're still doing these, you know, taking part in these ceremonies. So it's more, it's an amalgamation of a lot of paganism and Christianity and different religions, Christmas on the whole.
How hard is it for you to deal with the hype that we go through around Christmas?
Well, for the first few years, you know, initially when my children were very small, there was no big deal. It was just, they used to watch the cartoons on the television. But as they became aware themselves, I suppose, you know, I had to be diplomatic, and I used to say things like, some people describe our celebrations, Eid, as being similar to Christmas. So I had to be diplomatic with my daughter and said, well, we have two Eids and they've only one Christmas. So at the time it was a bit easy because I was living in Cork. I'm originally from Dublin. I'd hadn't the pressure from the family that way, you know. So I just told them I wasn't celebrating Christmas, not to bother sending me Christmas cards, you know, or presents and stuff. So it suited them anyway, financially, if nothing else.
And now, Lorraine, you've got quite a different story. I mean, you've only been Muslim for the last 8 months. But in fact, before that, you were married to a Muslim man and still a Catholic, but bringing your children up, your four girls, as Muslim. Was it difficult for you around Christmas?
No, because I was Catholic. And my husband at that time wasn't very staunch and strict rules. And he, to be honest with you, he loved Christmas. And he loved the fact the children seen Santa, and he let them have it. And they never knew what Christmas represented. They didn't know it was the birth of Jesus, never knew anything. They ate Santa, the mystical, magical thing. And he loved that as well. He loved the children going to bed at night and putting out the milk for Rudolph and the carrot and waking up the next morning. And to be honest with you, I was more of a child myself. I loved it with them. Loved all that. So they did have Christmas every year, and they did have Eid as well. So they knew that there was two because Mammy was Catholic, she gave them Christmas, but they knew their proper festival was Eid because they were Muslim. But I always gave them Christmas.
What about this year now that you're Muslim?
May Allah help me. This is going to be tough, but I have to stick by it. We had Eid just about 3 weeks ago. Okay. Eid in my household was always the smaller celebration, Christmas was the bigger. So when I did my Shahada, I explained to the children, you know, Mammy is Muslim now, and you know, we shouldn't really be celebrating Christmas. So what we're going to do, Eid now, because Mammy's Muslim, is going to be a bigger event in our house, and Christmas is going to be a smaller event. So I put all my heart into Eid just gone, and it was really like Christmas Day in my house. They got a lot of presents, new clothes, new everything. They were up at 6 o'clock in the morning, the very same as Christmas morning, the very same. So Christmas is going to be hard this year, whether they get presents or not, I don't know. They get presents out of my family, definitely. I can't stop that, and I wouldn't stop that. But the Christmas aspect of it, I will be spending with our Muslim family, not with my own.
You mentioned Eid. What exactly do you celebrate in that?
Okay, Eid, you fast for, it's around 29 days. Yeah, 29 to 30 days fasting. And you do that for 30 days. And at the end of Ramadan, you have your Eid, which the Catholic religion, their yearly festival, the big festival is Christmas, the Muslim is Eid. And we all come down to the mosque, everybody gets new clothes, the children get presents, you come for your prayer that morning, the mosque usually gives out goodie bags and to the children and balloons, the mosque is all decorated for the children. You'd have tea, you'd have coffee, cakes, you meet your sisters, you would buy presents for your closest ones. This is the first year, 2 days after Eid, I had a big, big party in my house. As I said, trying to bring Eid more into the lives of the children. I actually had 56 in my home, and it was a fabulous day. And the children had a fabulous day. So they are quite content with it, and they know that Eid now is the main festival. And that Mammy was Catholic. She's not anymore. Catholic religion is to do with Christmas. We are not Catholic. There's still, you know, going to go out. I will bring them in at 6 o'clock usually every year and let them look at the lights at night in town. They're only lights, you know, but they know they are Muslim and that they do not celebrate Christmas now. Christmas is gone.